Good morning. This is Scott Wells, and we're getting ready to head out to Columbus, Ohio for the annual Magi Fest. I always enjoy the Magi Fest because it always marks the beginning of the convention season in the U.S. I know we have other conventions going on other places around the world, but this is just a humongous convention. Typically, in the past, this has rivaled other international conventions, as large as the IBM convention, certainly larger than the SAM conventions. It's been nearly as large as the TAOM, several other regional conventions, PCAM, etc. Anyhow, this is a very good convention, and one thing you pretty much expect every year is snow. It's always going to be cold, and that's kind of a fun thing. For someone being down the south in Houston, where we don't get much snow very often, I kind of appreciate snow when we get it up here. So a nice thing is to go and visit it and leave it, and so we can come back to the warmer climates where it's going to be a balmy 60 degrees compared to the rest of the nation, particularly right now. Well, anyhow, looking forward to it. We're sitting here in the airport at Hobby Airport in Houston, awaiting our Southwest flight, the magic carpet that will wing us away. Now, let me just say, we're supposed to be going through Baltimore, believe it or not, from Houston to Baltimore, back over to Columbus, which kind of seems like a long way around the barn to get there, but with all of the snow and everything and cold weather and high winds, etc., that they're having out in the northeast, and it's going to having some potential problems of getting in and out. So hopefully we're not going to be having anything, but I'm optimistic that we're going to make it. If not, you'll hear it later, but I'm looking forward to just a great convention. One thing about this convention, too, let me just say it's interesting because it has for years been headed by Jeb Hostetler, who is a past president of the International Brotherhood of Magicians. And we also have a lot of other PIPs, or past international presidents, of the IBM who attend, as well as a lot of past presidents and current president of the Society of American Magicians as well. So there are a lot of, what would you call, political royalty, if you will, from the international organizations who always attend these conventions then as well. And they always have some really good talent and a lot of fun, great dealers. Now, before I go much further, let me explain, too, that I understand that it's going to be in a different venue, completely different. In the past, they've held it for the past several years at the Marriott, which has gone beyond the pale. You know, when you're checking in, the registration clerks always will have, like, top hats, and they've got playing cards and everything, you know, all around. There's a great lobby area where everybody can meet and greet and do card tricks all night, all morning long. It's just a great opportunity for socializing there in the lobby. Now, this year, for the first time, we're holding it then in the Renaissance Hotel, which I believe is downtown in a newly remodeled area. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this convention location or venue will compare with the others. Let me also say another thing was kind of different about, I should say kind of cool, about the former location was that they had the dealers in an outside tent. And so that's why I say it was kind of cool, literally. You would walk through a heated hallway, I guess, if you will, into this heated tent, and that's where all the dealers were, kind of in a temporary housing out there, which probably is why they decided to hold it then in a little bit larger hotel, which is the Renaissance, I'm sure, has banquet rooms set up for the dealers, so you don't have to basically walk outside or be in a tent. So we'll see how this all works out. But they always got some really cool stuff, so that's why I brought an extra luggage bag, so see what I can haul home with something new. Well, anyhow, here it is in Houston. It's up at 5 a.m., now about 7 a.m. Our flight departs within about a half hour or so, and I'll be talking with you soon. In the meantime, this is going to be Scotty out. All right, well, this is Scott Wells, and we have made it in actually through all the way through Baltimore, and all the way then into Columbus, and we finally made it and actually had a great dinner over at Schmidt's German restaurant, which I would highly recommend. And so now I got Melinda and Jep Hostetler who are over here then too. Hey guys. Very good to see you.
Are you making it?
Give me a hug over here. I'm here. Hey, Jeff, I'll get you in here too.
Making a trip to Schmidt's this year?
We just made a Schmidt's this evening over with Don and Joyce.
Yeah.
That's right. Just I know you're in a hurry then, Jeff. Just real quick thing over here then too. Just do a quick podcast.
This 80th is our
the
best.
80th.
Our best convention ever. Absolutely.
And they've all been fantastic. How can you possibly top all the stuff you guys have done for so long?
Well, this is it.
This is it.
What are you going to do? What are you saying this going to top?
We have have three things that are really pretty important. We have Roy Feldman's Thurston exhibit. We have the Greenon Abbey, where Thurston's body is housed right here in Columbus. They're here.
Oh.
And Jim Steinmeier's coming with his new book about Thurston.
Book.
Brand
right.
new coming out.
It's out on Cheney. Yep.
So everything's coming together for the Thurston thing. And then we have Joni Spina doing special lectures on processing of your act. We've got terrific close-up. The six guys, many of them are FISM winners. And on our stage Friday night, we've got four FISM winners on our stage Friday night.
Wow.
Not to mention the headliner show. Greg Fruin's bringing it. He brought a 55-foot van. He's got a brand new 55-foot semi.
Wow.
Full of illusions. And we got Gene Anderson, who's a superb.
Oh, yeah. We just saw him
in
Michigan.
Great jugglers and, you know, just some good stuff.
Now, each year you keep telling me this is going to be your last year.
It definitely is.
This is so you've done this for 80 years.
No, I've done it 30 years.
And we have 35 dealers here.
35
dealers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's the registration like this year?
We'll probably hit 800 for
800 this year. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We're already hitting.
This is always the best of the first. You get the year start off right.
I know. People, it's like these kids are coming like little kids in a candy shop.
Yeah.
When are they
going to
open? How soon? Later.
Well, things are happening right now. Good seeing you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again. Here we are at the Magi Fest, and things are really happening, and it's just getting started. This is going to be so much fun. You guys are going to enjoy it. That's all for right now. We'll get back to you here pretty soon. This is Scotty out. Well, this is Scott Wells, and the Joni Spina lecture is going on. It's about 9 p.m. We've just finished the Thursday evening show that was hosted by David McCreary, which was really good. It featured the junior magician who had won from last year, Chase Cottle, and also had then, let me see who else, Robert Sode, and Joseph Young, had James Hamilton, Jason Andrews. It was a very good show, very interesting, very good show. Anyhow, one of the things they're doing this year also is running things concurrently, so that way they have other kinds of things going on at the same time. In other words, that right now they're having a Dove lecture, I believe, that's going. No, they've got the close-up, sorry, close-up's going on right now at 9 o'clock. I've got that tomorrow at 1 o'clock, but Joni's going to be giving this lecture, I guess, three different times, and so she's talking about getting your act together, which you're familiar perhaps if you've been reading that her article in the magazine. I'll catch up with Joni a little bit later. I had a chance to visit with her briefly just before her lecture, but she, as you can hear in the background, she's talking here right now. So she's starting on that, and then a little bit later, we've got some other things that are going on again concurrently. At 11 o'clock, there's going to be Restaurant Magic, and then at opposite that's going to be a workshop on working with doves. So we'll see how that goes. So until then, this is going to be Scotty.